Throughout the Gospels, there are many examples of Jesus expressing love and compassion to various people. But there is one instance in Jesus' ministry where he was not so mild-mannered. Many of you, most of you, know the incident I'm talking about. I'm referring to the event of Jesus cleansing the temple in Jerusalem. It's recorded in all four Gospels. In John's Gospel account, it says that Jesus, quote, made a whip and drove all out of the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables. Turning over tables, scattering coins, letting animals loose. That doesn't sound very passive, does it? Sounds a little violent. Sounds like Jesus was upset. And by Jesus taking the time to make a whip, shows planning and premeditation. Certainly not a spur-of-the-moment action. It appears Jesus had righteous anger or indignation about what was going on in the temple, in God's house, in the Father's house. You see, the money changers were taking advantage of the worshipers by charging exorbitant exchange rates for Roman money into Jewish money in order to buy unblemished animals for sacrifice and to pay the annual temple tax. Also, many worshipers, perhaps a million pilgrims, brought animals such as lambs to the temple to sacrifice at the celebration of the Passover. However, Jewish law stated that these sacrifices had to be unblemished without a defect. Now, the priests were the ones in charge of inspecting the sacrifices, and it had become somewhat of a money-making racket. A priest would inspect the animal and almost invariably find a defect, a blemish, therefore rejecting that animal for use in sacrifice. However, it just so happened that the temple had a ready supply of unblemished animals that were available for a overpriced cost. Brethren, Jesus turned over tables because of the evil being done in God's place of worship. Now we, 2,000 years later, after the fact, can look back at both the priests and the money changers with indignation. But what about our figurative tables in our own lives? Are our tables clean? If Jesus was here today, would he find reason, some sin that would cause him to want to turn over our tables? How honest are we? Are we clean? Friends, are we worshiping in spirit and truth? Brethren, let's all take a close look at our individual tables. Amen.